So remember I did a prank a while ago on this lady that had her braces fitted.
Okay. Oh, yes, yeah.
And then I said, well, look, they sorry, but, you know, your medical aid was, you know, you got the used braces. You didn't get new ones. Nice discount there on medical aid. The used, reconditioned, nice.
Yeah, I remember the sounds that came with that prank.
It was one of the most memorable pranks, but for the wrong reasons.
Yes. Now, you know, some adults, you get a plate.
Yes.
You see, here we go again.
You are within our mouths this morning, Simpson. Yeah, the plate.
So you get an adult plate, and it's not affixed to your teeth brace. You know what it is. It's a clunk, sits there on the top of your palate and locks in, and then you've got to take it out, and there's always that string of gob attached, and you've got to wash it with a toothbrush, and you put it in this little... I used to have a plate, but I had one as a kid.
It's not pretty. I used to have braces, yeah.
But you had the railway tracks fixed to your teeth. Yeah, I had the plate.
You had the plate.
Yeah. So this is this lady. She's gone and gotten her plate, and I'm going to give her a ring. what's coming.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, lady. I'm so sorry.
You know what's coming.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Mrs. Bernay, please.
Yes, in connection with what?
Hi, I'm calling from Dr. Taron's office. I'm the orthodontist that made your plate. I believe it keeps popping out.
Correct. It's actually not sitting properly. Not even sitting flush.
Okay, look, regrettably, this was my mistake.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay.
And now, because you said if I bring it in, I'm going to be without for 2 days, and I can't do that because I've got meetings.
Okay, yes, and there are two very prominent teeth there in the front, just off.
Yes, and I've actually got showings. I've got rain showings, and I need to talk a lot because I'm a buyer. I talk a lot, so...
Okay, all right.
But you do it in one day.
It's not as simple as just an adjustment. Because, as I said, regrettably, this is my mistake. Now, it's very, very rare that we do, on two different people, a very similar structure. I've accidentally issued the wrong plate.
That's why. I can't even eat because it picks up. I've been having liquids since Sunday.
Yeah, you see, your plate is actually a plate for another 16-year-old boy that had his two teeth... knocked out from a cricket ball. You're actually wearing the 16-year-old boy's plate in your mouth now. And it's very rare because, I mean, what are the chances of making an almost identical plate? You understand?
Yeah. And there's nothing that he can actually do to sub it in between because there's no way that I can go without a teeth in the front.
We've got to give the boy his rightful plate because his parents said he's got photographs.
I don't know. Because I've got meetings. And you're telling me, where is my plate?
Well, your plate we accidentally gave to him, and it's also popping out. So we just need to switch the two.
He's saying now that I'm wearing his plate and he's got my plate.
Yes, so you've been wearing his and he's been wearing hers. It's a crazy mix-up.
Well, this is madness. So you're telling me that now we must swap around. It's not as easy as swapping around. There's no ways in hell I'm going to do that.
Well, it's going to fit perfectly, you know what I'm saying? Because his one is meant for your mouth.
Well, but I can't understand. How can now I use his plate and he use my plate? There's no ways I'm going to agree to that.
But that's what you're doing now. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are using his plate and he's using your plate.
Now you're saying we're going to swap around again. That's a frustration for me. You don't pay $7,000 for a plate for a mistake like this.
Because he was using this plate for 3 months already. The plate that's in your mouth is his plate that he had already been wearing for 3 months and it came in for a repair.
You know what? This is... let me just tell you something. I'm frustrated. Would you, in your case, you're telling me something like this? I will take this plate and chuck it in the bin and I'll charge you guys full medical aid rates.
No, ma'am, please don't do that because it's this young...
I'm telling you because would you do that in my case? You're telling me I'm using someone else's plate in my mouth? How the f*** can you do something like this?
It was a terrible mix-up, ma'am. It was a terrible...
No, this is a terrible mix-up. This is a f***ing screw up to me.
I know, ma'am.
I'm not listening to you, your guys. The problem is I've got back-to-back meetings. How the hell can I use this off my mouth now?
He can give you the plate this afternoon.
You don't understand. It's not as simple as that. I get a s***. I'm using someone else's plate in my mouth. You guys will reimburse me full and you'll pay for this plate.
He's actually at cricket practice now. He's finishing at 4 o'clock. I can have a driver there and I can personally take it out of his mouth, literally, and come and give it to you and take the one that's in your mouth and give it back to him.
You're telling me you take his plate off his mouth and give it to me and I must take my plate off my mouth and give it to him?
Correct, ma'am.
You're actually saying that's correct. You tell me, you in my shoes. You tell me it's simple as this. He'll take his plate off his mouth and give it to me, and I must take my plate off my mouth and give it to him. Is it as simple as that?
Ma'am, you'll see.
It's not as simple as that. You don't understand the logic.
Tonight you will.
The first time I've put a plate.
Tonight you'll be able to eat steak. You'll be able to eat whatever you want.
That's not my problem. I slip and got someone else's plate in my mouth. This is malpractice. This is not ethical way to actually work with a patient.
Mm. Ma'am, it's not malpractice. It's, let me call it what we call a little oopsie.
No, it can't be a little oopsie. Not a little oopsie. I'm sorry.
I don't see what the issue. Well, what is the issue, ma'am?
You don't see what the issue is?
No.
I actually feel like vomiting. Hello?
Mrs. No.
I'm listening.
Okay, I just wanted to find out if you'd calm down and if we could find a better resolution.
It's so disgusting, I cannot believe it, Dr. Kalash.
Who's that?
This is somebody that works with Kalash. She can hear you. We all can hear you.
Okay.
It's unacceptable that you treat somebody like this and you ask for money in advance and then you're so negligent that you don't check what place you put me in their mouth.
Mrs. Good, now can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly. I just can't speak. I'm so upset. I just can't talk to you.
Okay, because you're speaking like whether you got a mouthful of teeth.
Don't dare speak like that to somebody that she's speaking like she's got a mouthful of teeth. She's got the wrong place put in her mouth.
Look, I just wanted to tell her that when she goes into meetings, she must be careful with the plate out because she's going to be a bit of a whistle because you might be calling taxis all over the place. Guess what, ladies? Calais, it's actually Wackhead Simpson.
Are you joking? I actually feel like vomiting.
Another person had to step in. It got so disgusting.
Oh, yes, that lady.
Her support system.
Yes, oh. Yes. Bring them all. I'll handle them all.